Yeah, the president was very strong on Sudan. He said the world needs to stop arming the two generals that are fighting there, and the international community must speak with one voice and tell them to stop tearing their country apart, to stop blocking aid to their people, and to end the war. And he said this to a lot of applause in the General Assembly Hall. Today, there's a meeting being co-hosted by the UN Humanitarian Office and the Refugee Agency, along with the United States and the African Union, the European Union, the Egyptians and the Saudis, and that's about the humanitarian response. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield just announced at this meeting an additional $424 million for the emergency response in Sudan and in the neighboring countries, which have taken over 2 million refugees from Sudan and returnees. So that was a major announcement. And the United Nations also announced that they are giving $18 million from their Central Emergency Relief Fund to the Sudan crisis. There is a lot of concern here about the deteriorating food security situation.
Now that you mentioned U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, she's actually leading a U.S. effort to expand the Security Council with two seats for Africa.
Yeah, she made that announcement last week in a speech in New York. And on Sunday, the U.N. General Assembly at their Summit of the Future, they adopted this wide-ranging pact called the Pact for the Future. And one of the key elements in it is about reforming the Security Council, about the need to make it more representative, inclusive, efficient, specifically says to redress the historical injustice against Africa as a priority. And that's because when the Security Council and the United Nations were born after World War II, a lot of countries in Africa were not yet independent, and they were living under colonial rule at that time. And so they didn't have real representation on the council. They were never considered for a permanent seat. And so over decades, there has been a push here for more representation for not just Africa, but from the global south in general. Latin America would like to have a permanent seat. Asia would like one. Say, look, the world has changed. It's almost 100 years, you know, since the Security Council was developed, established. So there's a real momentum now to see a permanent seat, at least one for Africa. The United States, you're right, Linda Thomas-Greenfield said in her speech last week that the United States, the Biden administration, is ready to support two. But there's one caveat. They're not willing to support a veto. So new permanent members would not have a veto in the U.S. perspective. And I think we can be pretty sure Russia and China would agree with them on that. Maybe France and the British might be a little more amenable to some sort of sharing of the veto. They're not as attached to their veto as the other three are. They haven't used it, in fact, since 1989.